The Seattle Seahawks are the first NFL team to clinch a playoff berth after defeating New Orleans 34-7. Russell Wilson threw for 310 yards and 3 touchdowns without an interception. Wilson also was the Seahawks' top rusher, carrying 8 times for 47 yards as Seattle improved to a league-best 11-1. The Saints were held to 12 first downs and 188 total yards in their worst loss of the season. Drew Brees completed 23 of his 38 passes, but they were good for just 147 yards. Checking news on the ice, Winnipeg beat the New York Rangers 5-2, scoring 3 goals in the third period. Montreal topped New Jersey 3-2. Minnesota blanked Philadelphia 2-0, and St. Louis fell to Los Angeles 3-2. In the NBA, Nets forward Paul Pierce will be out 2 to 4 weeks after breaking a bone in his right hand during Friday's loss to Houston. Washington defeated Orlando 98-80. New Orleans knocked off Chicago 131-128 in triple overtime. San Antonio 102, Atlanta 100. Utah slid past Houston 109-103, and Portland beat Indiana 106-102. In baseball, the Detroit Tigers have traded starting pitcher Doug Fister to the Washington Nationals for infielder Steve Lombardozzi, left-hander Ian Kroll, and minor league lefty Robbie Ray. In top 25 college basketball, it was a dramatic victory for UConn.
8 seconds to go.
There's the switch. They're trapping him.
Vapor's in trouble with 5 seconds to go. Lost the dribble. Found it again. Leans in. That's no good. Back tap. Napier for the win! He got it!
Sound courtesy of ESPN. That was the sound of Shabazz Napier hitting a jumper from the free throw line as time expired to keep UConn undefeated with a 65-64 victory over number 15 Florida. Napier finished with 26 points on 9 of 15 shooting, including making 5 of 8 from the 3-point range. Elsewhere, number 17, Iowa State defeated Auburn 99-70. Finally, the College of St. Rose women's basketball team beat Georgian Court 63-54 in a non-conference win. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.